I saw those other women come to me and they'd say, I want what she has.
If you want to live like you matter, ditch the pills, look great, and feel freaking amazing, you're in the right place. I'm Dr. Wendy Trubo.
And I'm Dr. Ed Levitan. Welcome to the Feel Freaking Amazing podcast,
where we empower you to live a vibrant and healthy life by optimizing your structural, chemical, emotional, social, and spiritual lives.
Hold on to your hats.
Hello, and welcome back to the Feel Freaking Amazing podcast. We have a very special guest today. Ed Levitan has joined us on the podcast. And we have Dr. Lorraine Maida, who we love personally and know personally and are just delighted to have here. Dr. Maida is a hormone harmonizer. She's a detox expert right up our alley, right? She specializes in helping you, the listener, have boundless energy, stable moods, a lean body, sharp, clear mind, and balanced hormones so you can feel like yourself again. Who wouldn't want that? So welcome, Lorraine. We're so happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here because I want to get the word out. So many people don't think that there's help out there. They don't even know what's going on in their minds and bodies.
They can't remember what's going on in their minds and bodies because we all have brain fog.
Yeah. Sometimes it's better when you don't remember, but they do know.
Some of my teenage things I'm happy not to remember, but yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just talk first about what's the difference between bioidentical and synthetic hormones. Can we sort of drill into that, unpack that first?
There's a difference between hormones and bioidentical hormones and the roots and all that stuff. And I think it'll be really great to kind of talk through what are the different choices so that people really, if they do decide, they can actually think, they can really make an educated decision as opposed to, oh, my doctor's doing this and it's okay. Because I think a lot of things people do may not be the best. Let's suboptimal.
Sure. Well, I use the analogy, is a trans fat the same as an omega-3 fat? No, it's been changed. Your body wasn't developed to detox a synthetic hormone. So if, you know, do you want horse urine or do you want the same bioidentical, the same exact chemical structure that your body makes? That's what a bioidentical hormone is. So it's familiar to your body. Your body's like, oh, I know what to do with this. This is exactly, we play nice together. The synthetic hormones, like the synthetic estrogen, just, you know, think of the estrogen receptor like a bell. It's sending a signal, like the hormone goes and rings the bell. Okay, you know, your estrogen, as your bioidentical rings the bell, it's nice. Yeah, they'll open the door, that's fine. The synthetic, it's just like, it stays there. It stays on the receptor and it just keeps stimulating and stimulating, and it doesn't really turn off as easily. So that's the difference between with estrogen. There's not as many studies because what came to on the difference between bioidentical estrogen and the synthetic estrogen. But there's a lot with progesterone. And unfortunately, the press always calls progestins, which are synthetics, progesterone. So progesterone does not cause clots. Synthetics do. Progesterone does not cause gallbladder sludging. Synthetics do. Progesterone relaxes the coronary arteries. The synthetics constrict the coronary arteries. So you get less blood flow. There's big differences. And the risk of cancer, that's really what they postulate, is that the cancer risk is not from estrogen, it's from progestins. So when you look at the studies that, because they didn't do that many studies on the bioidenticals until recently, but when you're looking at those studies, the risk of cancer is so much lower than it is with the synthetics.
I mean, the ironic thing about the 2002 World Women's Health Initiative is that if you actually had symptoms that were bothering you, you couldn't participate in the study. They excluded you from the study if you had symptoms. So I was like, well, I mean, sure, people want to help their bones and their heart, but like most people aren't walking in saying, protect my brain. They're saying, I'm not sleeping and I can't focus and I'm having hot flashes and I have sandpaper vagina. That's what they're saying. They're not saying, protect the things I can't see and decrease my colon cancer risk. They're not saying that.
No. Right?
So that was really, I was like, wait, they excluded the women who really are the ones who are going to take it.
Right. And they waited too long. You know, the studies show that it, under the age of 60 and within 10 years of menopause, that's when you get the most benefits. Because after that, you've already lost your bone, your brain is already fried, your arteries are already clogged.
Oh my God, what a bad picture.
It's bad, you know, so it's, you know, it, you can still have some benefit, but I say it's like 50-50. When women come to me in their 80s, like, look, if they're having trouble with their brain, it does help them. They do notice a difference. And, you know, I tell them, you may not get all the wow. You may not get all those benefits because it's harder to turn around the ship than it is to prevent it. So that if you start early, the earlier you start, the better.
You know, I have a patient who's 59 years old and still has her regular periods.
Yeah, I see some. Yeah.
And we've just, her FSH just got over 10. I've been monitoring her. It just got over 10. It was 11. I was like, well, you're on your way, but you're not there yet. But so I was saying to her, like, you know, for you, I wouldn't wait too long to start your hormones because you're already 60, but you have some time because you still have the natural impact of what you had. I was just like, oh my God. And she said, my mom did it too.
Wow. And did you do balance with progesterone? Because estrogen, you know, people don't realize that even in menopause, you're making estrogen, but you're making it in your fat and adrenal glands. So that's why I say women not on hormones can get cancer. Where's it coming from? It's coming from the toxins. It's this type of estrogen you make in your fat and adrenal glands is not the feel-good estrogen that's going to get rid of the hot flashes, make you sexy and juicy. It's not. So, you know, they're under the impression that estrogen, oh, no, but they're making it. They're making it anyway.
Yeah.
And, well, first of all, I want to just make sure you referenced horse urine. So I want to make, so for everybody, it's Premarin, pregnant mare's hormones. So it's literally pregnant horse hormones.
Yes, pregnant mare.
The other challenge with synthetic versus bioidentical, with synthetic, everybody, it's a one size fits all or two sizes fits all. With bioidentical, we can actually measure and get you to what is considered a healthy postmenopausal range, not a 20-year-old range, but a healthy postmenopausal range.
Yeah. You know, people don't realize you can't measure Premarin. There's no measure for that. You can't measure Provera, the synthetic progestin. You don't know if somebody's in balance. You don't know, you know, that you just know by the symptoms. And, you know, women don't, and, you know, that's what I observed when I had that woman come down to me, like, telling me you have to do something. And I knew nothing really at that time. I mean, I could save your life in the emergency room, but, you know, I couldn't stop the flashing. It was so funny. But, you know, I learned a lot from that. And, you know, there's so many nuances to hormones. And also what people don't realize is they, you know, I have a lot of doctors that won't make women get off their estrogen when they go through surgery. Well, oral estrogen causes clots. So the way you give the hormone makes a difference. If you give estrogen through the skin, like I usually give it in a patch, or sometimes when someone's allergic to the glue, I'll do a cream. The risk of clots is negligible. No one can say never in medicine because, you know, there's always, but there's not a risk of clots. So giving it early, giving it through the skin and making sure it's bioidentical, I mean, ding, 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 it's the winning formula. Because when I saw those other women come to me and they'd say, I want, because I would, you know, recommend the bioidenticals, and then they'd say, I want what she has, you know, and, you know, because the people on PremPro were the ones who were gaining weight, they were the breast tenderness, they were always spotting, and, you know, that's not pleasant, especially in the summer wearing white. So it was an eye-opener for me, you know, I was a young newbie and innocent about these issues, but they were serious. And, you know, I wanted to see women succeed because during those days, there were only six in a company of 120,000, you know?
Wow.
And I know I when I was promoted, I'd walk into a room with a sea of men. It was intimidating.
Have you ever had patients who can't tolerate any form of hormones?
It happens once in a while, but if they let me clean their gut, if they, I get their bowels moving, if I get their gallbladder working properly and I get them balanced properly, they can. But I have had some that gave up because they didn't want to either do the testing or they think everything's normal and they just don't want to take the time. But I have had people who, you know, one woman in particular, I remember she was constipated since childhood. And when I saw her over Zoom, I could see the big red rash on her face and she was bleeding all the time and she just couldn't stop. And it was interfering with her life. And it was so often and she was tired and she couldn't sleep and she was constipated. So when I got everything going, I detoxed her first and then she had more energy. She slept better, but you know, she did need hormones. And it took a while, but once I got her bowels moving, life changed. The clouds parted, the sun came through. She felt fantastic. But in the beginning, she had a lot of breast tenderness and the periods were still a little bit irregular, but she's doing great now. And she goes, oh, I feel good. I'm good, you know?
I mean, it sounds similar to what we do because essentially often when you're starting with us, we're sending you to nutrition to start to level up on your food because there's that gap of time where we're doing the testing and you're waiting for it. So we're like, let's get going on something. So people start to level up their food and they feel so much better coming back in 6 weeks just with food because it's so foundational. Hey, I looked at the dosing of the patch, you know, the lowest patch is the 0.025 milligrams and it's 25 micrograms. 25 micrograms is about the dose of what we give women who take the pill. You know, there's a 20, the 25, and the 30 microgram pill. I always in my brain had this thought that the hormones we're giving women for menopause are so much lower than what we give them in their reproductive years, but they're not. They're similar. Have you ever thought about that? And do you have any comments on that? And it's okay if you haven't, but I'm just like, wow.
No. Well, I do know that is the dose that can be effective for cardiovascular health. I mean, some women need higher doses. I mean, I actually have a woman on two patches, but it's rare. It's very, very rare. Most people, I start them there, but it's the delivery system is very different. And
yeah, with oral, that's true.
Yeah, it's very different.
And so, it's synthetic. So yeah, it acts differently.
Yeah, I was like, it occurred to me like, oh, wait, the dosing here.
You can't really compare that, but that's why I go by blood levels. But you can't measure blood levels of synthetics.
Now, speaking of that, there are people that I get that put on their, I cannot bring their estrogen up through blood for whatever reason. And their estrogen can go up a little bit, but their estradiol will not go up. It's a small subset.
Does their progesterone go up?
Yeah.
Just not the estradiol.
Just not the estradiol. And
I have a few like that too.
So do you keep treating? Like, do you keep raising the estrogen or are you treating to symptoms?
I treat to symptoms, but I measure in blood and in saliva and urine.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Because it's always somewhere in the middle. Where's it going, right? Where's it going? You know, because some of these hormones are lipophilic. So some people it just stays, but they do get, it's going somewhere.
Right. And their symptoms improve.
Yeah. So if the symptoms improve, I measure two ways three ways really, and see where it's going. And I have had the same problem. And, you know, like one woman just kept, you know, wanting more and more and more and more and more. And, you know, even the pharmacy called me and said, look, you know, I said, I'm actually doing this to teach her something because her hot flashes are from stress. Her hot flashes, she would literally start talking about something and her whole face would get red. And it was, but she was fine otherwise. So her hot flashes were not because her hormone levels were perfect. Her hot flashes were brought on by stress.
Which is super common.
Right. And that's why sometimes I have to measure several ways to and go to symptoms. And you can't always go by hot flashes. The diet makes a big difference in hot flashes too.
So what percent of people are you like, I'm not going, I mean, essentially you basically say to everyone, I'm not coming near you until you detox. And you've alluded to the gut and the toxins. So how long does that take for people?
I do a very abbreviated version because I can tell people you can do anything for 2 weeks. I have my nutrition coach work with them. She prepares them for a week, tells them what to expect, what things to buy. I give them a shake to heal the gut and calm the immune system down. I give them some herbals to detoxify the liver, and I have them eliminate, I call them the troublesome 10, the 10 most troublesome trigger foods that can cause inflammation. And I have them do it for 2 weeks. First week, maybe people don't like me so much. You know, they're like, oh, I'm a little bit irritable. But by the second week, they're like, oh, I feel better. I'm losing weight. I have more energy. I mean, that woman, her rash went away. She was sleeping better. She had more energy, and she felt a lot better. And I have that experience with people often. And then one woman said to me, you know what? This is the first time I felt good in years. And I want to enjoy this for a while before then I add something else that's new. So she's going to come back for the hormones in a little bit, but you know, she has her honeymoon period now, but she feels great. So I do a very abbreviated version. And then a lot of people feel so good that they choose to continue it. And we add the foods back in to not limit the foods, because it takes at least 2 weeks. I mean, somebody who's really ill, I'd like to go longer, but to convince people to do it, I say anybody can do it for 2 weeks. And they can, and they do, and they are grateful. And, you know, one woman took 2 years for her to do it, because that was before I was strict. And she would come and she'd say, you know, but my hands hurt. Finally, like, she loved to play golf and she couldn't grab the golf club anymore. Her hands hurt so much. And she would get a pain in her right side all the time. So I said, will you finally do the detox? Well, she did it. And she said, I feel so good. Why didn't you convince me to do it sooner? Right?
Definitely your fault.
Totally.
Well, I'll take blame. I don't care. As long as they feel good, I'll take the blame. I don't care.
All right. So the real question is, where can people find you? Where can people find that information? You've got so much to teach.
I have a lot of blogs too. For 15 years I've been blogging. So it's the feelgoodagaininstitute.com. Be sure it's the feelgoodagaininstitute.com. And you know, you can feel free to take the femalehormonequiz.com. It's free. It's on my website. You'll figure out which hormone is the most important to work on, and you'll get some education and advice. And I'm like, get the word out. Don't suffer in silence. Don't be drugged or dismissed. It's oftentimes your hormones and the toxins.
Yes. Lorraine, you said it beautifully. Don't be drugged or dismissed, and suffering is optional. So, you know, we'll put the show notes that'll have the Feel Good Again Institute.com. So we'll put that in the show notes. And Lorraine, thank you for being here. This was awesome.
Thank you. So much fun. You guys are the best. I listened to you and I listened to your summit, and I just enjoyed it so much. And the two of you together are great, you know.
Magic.
Have to, you know, but you're both great alone, but I'll tell you, there's a little magic there, you know.
Yeah. So thank you for being here. And thanks to the listeners for joining us for another episode of the Feel Freaking Amazing podcast. Our guest today is Dr. Lorraine Mehta, and our fearless leader, Ed, joined us too, which is like awesome because we haven't seen him in a while. So thanks for being here.
Thanks.
Inspire and empower someone else by leaving a 5-star review.
So they can transform their lives too.